fight some movies.
Let's do some movie fights. Brought to you by CutthroatComics.com. Cutthroat Comics, go buy the new Stingray comic book. Out now, CutthroatComics.com. So the Ultimate Movie Championships, where we go to FlickChart.com. We're given two movies. One of those movies is better than the other one in our master list of epic IDP movies. We're trying to compile and choreograph and mix and match and shape and mold.
I say we go into the top 250.
All right. We can do a themed one. So go to flickchart.com/IDP to check out our top movie list. And you can watch if this is one of your favorite segments, you can watch this segment. Most of them, I think there's 22 so far on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Let's see, what am I doing here? By your movies, top 250?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So this is going to take, we've done over 500, 600, 700, 800 movies, something like that. So this is going to go through our top 250 movies. And we're starting off with RoboCop versus The Princess Bride.
I really like that RoboCop poster.
It is cool.
It's
three color graphic design, like very what you see sold a lot, like prints, poster prints. It's very much that.
I like the gun.
It looks cool though. Yeah. Yeah.
But that being said, The Princess Bride.
Yeah, for sure. Inconceivable.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
All right. So we've got Big Fish. Which, that's not a very good poster. I don't like that poster. Versus Swingers. It's money. This is money. Big Fish, probably my favorite, one of top two favorite
Burton
movies, Tim Burton. Swingers, probably one of my favorite Vince Vaughn and Favreau movies. Independent movie. This started their career. Well, kind of both of their careers in a way, but Favreau for sure, this started his career.
Yeah.
But I think Vaughn was in a couple things. Man, this one feels like it would be totally my mood would dictate this one.
I'd say Big Fish.
I like what you say, man. It's money. Go with Big Fish. Oh, shit. This is not going to happen. Swingers is coming back, but Swingers somehow... It's kind of weird when a movie loses and then comes up against the number one movie in our list. They're like, oh, you hate this movie. How much do you hate your best movie?
It's kind of a swing and a miss.
It's kind of, you know, once you get in your office space, you just go to work.
It's office space for sure.
Yes, because stapler. Swingline came out with a red stapler because of that movie. It did not exist. They changed the color of the stapler for the movie. Because of that, they put out, because it became so popular. It's like everybody wanted a fucking red Swingline stapler. Ocean's 11 versus Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs.
100%. Reservoir Dogs is beating all of the Ocean's movies combined, original and remake.
And the new girl one that they're making.
Yeah. Jesus, why do they have to do that? I'm not angry at women. I'm angry at Hollywood trying to make money off of women, and they're falling for it. Karate Kid. I respect that kind of illustration, kind of old school illustration style.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Star Wars poster.
Kind of.
But I mean,
it's not as fantasyful. It's definitely more the Karate Kid version of that.
But I'm saying even the structure of, like,
yeah,
the shit on the bottom, having the artsy shit on top.
Yeah. But the composition of that, like, kinda everybody's have, like,
small,
like,
little,
no, it's like a triangle.
You got 3PO and R2-D2.
It's a triangle. You go from R2-D2 up to Darth Vader is the top of the triangle, and then that Obi-Wan starship
is
the starship
way
is
in the bottom corner.
Yeah, so you have a triangle, and then you have a circle, and then you have these lines coming up for more.
Look,
it's like
it's
all,
almost look. Daniel's son is
that's
the triangle.
That's a better poster.
Mr. Miyagi's head is the Death Star.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, that's not what they're trying to do. This is nothing close to that.
And then the girlfriend and
him. If anything's
him,
a triangle, this is the triangle.
It's the
that's
same
the composition.
Look, this
of,
is 3PO and R2-D2.
No, it's not. That's where
this is.
First
he
off,
he is all four of the bigger people.
This is right on the corner. That shit's
and,
way.
And
it's
the Mr. Miyagi's
different.
Head
you're not
is,
even,
is
you're just
the
like,
Death Star.
You're just like making shit up, just trying to fit in right now. You're just trying to. You're like, I was paying attention.
I see it.
So Karate Kid versus The Shining. Karate Kid. All day.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah. Wax on, wax off. Almost Famous. Versus Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Almost Famous.
Good with that. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
I feel like we've had this one before.
Rush Hour versus Men in Black.
Maybe. I say Men in Black.
This is like the first time I didn't say Men in Black 2. Because I usually say it for the first one.
You do.
It just falls
it's because
out.
The part with the two guys in
it's
the
so
and
small.
So small you didn't see it. It's so small.
It's so small.
So small.
It's like a tiny, tiny small. Like a smaller penis.
Like a tiny dancer?
Like a hold me closer, tiny dancer. Versus
Here
Rush
Hour. Here come the men in black.
Never touch a black man's
Galaxy
radio.
Defenders.
Which one of y'all kick me? Chris Tucker. Annoying voice. I appreciate what he's done.
Yeah,
that Friday
line,
and
which one of y'all kicked me?
Yeah,
not from the first one.
Is this from the second one?
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe even the third one.
No, because I haven't seen the third one. I don't think I've seen the third one. Don't. I may have.
He
I
may
know.
Have regurgitated.
How many are there?
In
three
two
or four?
Movies. I think three.
Okay, I haven't seen
maybe.
The last one. Yeah. Whatever the last one is, I've right. seen it. Men in Black.
Yep,
for sure. Castaway, the Tom Hanks Wilson volleyball classic epic.
I'm glad you included Wilson this time. I really felt like you'd been leaving him out.
I try to correct my mistakes, you know, and not repeat them. But
I think
some
he should have got a best supporting.
Some people are doomed to, and that is Batman, of course. Batman Begins. Which is the
that's the first one.
Is the first one? Okay.
It's the first one of the Nolan trilogy. I got to say Batman Begins. I really thought, the second one with the Joker
second
is
one's
the best one.
Yeah.
But I thought...
I love all of them. I really
the
do.
The third one's not that great.
I understand people... It's not as good, but it's not like...
But it's still
horrible.
Fun.
It's not like
it's still fun.
To like a turn... Yeah.
It's still... There were
elements that were like, okay, but...
Sometimes, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you stay a little closer to, like, how the comics were, like... It's not going to change anything. I don't know why they change.
Listen,
they want to be different.
As
like,
far as a movie, any movies adapting comics, those three movies are upper echelon of the comic book.
No, they're really good movies.
I mean, that's out of the three. That one's probably
and
the
I'm
weakest,
not really
like
a huge
weakest.
Batman fan. Like,
right? I wasn't either. I mean, I like the original, the first two. Right.
I like the first two Keatons. Don't get me wrong.
I don't think I even watched some
I
of the other
watched
ones.
The Val Kilmer one because it had... that was the one that had the Seal
Nipples?
Song.
Oh.
And it had...
Kiss from a Rose.
Yep. And it had Jim
I
Carrey.
I love that song.
And it played on the radio the other day
CD.
At work. Oh, yeah, I did too. And
Seal.
I cranked that shit up.
It's the time of the sea. You remain the light from the dark side of me. And I remain a drug that's been high enough to hear. Did you know? And when it snows, my eyes become alive. And the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby!
like a new kiss from a rose on a grape.
All right, we need to stop this.
I just remember, I wish I was listened to it. I wish I had listened to it more recently.
I just
so
did,
I would have
yeah.
known the because I don't. I would have been able to know, but I was just like going with sounds. Like this is what it sounded
my
like.
My power, my pleasure, my pain.
Yeah, so good. I remember listening to that CD on vacation with my grandparents in their RV up to Oregon. Thank you. And I was, I don't know how old I was. I was probably like a freshman, probably, or eighth grade.
I miss movie songs.
And then I'd listen to that Seal thing, like when I'd go to sleep, because it's just like that's how I used to go to sleep when I was a kid.
Even when I listened to it a lot, I still didn't know all the words because I can't understand them half the time.
Yeah, but you could have I could have enunciated them better.
Yeah,
I mean a lot of music I don't know the words, like Chili Peppers. I love their music. I don't like. I mean, sometimes they don't even have lyrics. Sometimes he just literally just makes noises.
Yeah,
which is completely fine. Because they make music, and I enjoy, like, there's just music where there's not even no lyrics at all. And lyrics are kind of almost like an instrument to me. I don't really focus as much on lyrics. Hip hop, maybe I focus more on lyrics. Than
I always listen to lyrics. I used to read them if I had.
When
the
I was
book.
A kid, I used to. Yeah, but like, I don't know. I just gave up on it. It's like I just want to enjoy it. I don't really care what they're saying.
Batman Begins.
For sure, Batman Begins wins over Castaway. But for sure, respect to Wilson Volleyball for the best performance from any sporting good in any movie. Like, that is the best. I mean, you want to talk about a starring role. It's not like you have Dunlop, like, what is it, basketball?
What about the Babe Ruth signed baseball in Sandlot?
Wait, where were we compared? No, it wasn't. That wasn't a character in the movie.
It kind
like,
of was.
Literally a character in the movie.
Wow.
Like, that's probably number two. That's close, but that's not beating it. That's not even close to beating it. Like, you got to think of Castaway. It was just Tom Hanks and that sports. It's not like it was just the kid and that baseball through the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of responsibility for a volleyball.
It is.
For any sporting gear. I mean, maybe some of the things used in Zombieland, you know, those are very cherished. The bat in, what was that, The Natural? Doesn't he put a lightning bolt on his bat?
Yeah, well, it's because the tree that he got the wood from was hit by lightning.
Hit by lightning, yeah. I like that movie growing up. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, though.
Redford.
But for sure, yeah. Redford's good, man. All right, the girl next.
Except for he was trying to play like a super young kid when he was like fucking 55.
It was a long time ago, though.
They just used to do that shit back then.
Well, they made fucking white people Genghis Khan and fucking Indian. Like, Hollywood didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
They literally did, like, way worser. I'm sure, what was that guy that did Genghis Khan?
That was John Wayne.
Yeah. I'm sure he played, like, young characters.
And then Gandhi was Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
a British guy.
They're still doing it today. They still cast white people in other race, but not as much. At least it's starting to go. It's like, oh, we need a black dude. All right, let's get a black
Scarlett
dude.
Scarlett Johansson was the last accused of that because she's the leading ghost in a show.
Isn't the, was it Doctor Strangelove or Doctor Strange? Isn't that chick supposed to be
Tilda
Asian?
Tilda Swinton, the core character. Strange. What, the movie?
No, just this old white lady as some kind of like monk who knows karate. Like, if you're in the Matrix, okay, I get it. But, like,
kind of like that.
It might be. They could explain it, but it looks. It's like, okay, but why are you wearing Asian shit, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why you got to pretend to be Asian?
I don't know.
But they're still doing it. It happens. Like, the Avatar movie was not Avatar.
Well,
the Airbender movie.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, a few years ago. Anyway, Girl Next Door versus Back to the Future Part 3.
Back to the Future Part 3.
I don't even know how we got on that.
We keep getting on weird tangents these.
That's perfectly fine. There's no rush. The Incredibles versus Back to the Future Part 3. I almost, just because I just because it's Back to the Future 3, I almost want to go Incredibles. Just
Back to the Future 3, I like, but it's my least favorite of the three.
Yeah, I don't know. I love so it's like it is probably my third favorite, but it's like barely.
I get that, but The Incredibles was really good.
Like I would always refer to Back to the Future 3 as my third favorite versus the my least favorite.
But I would
or the worst Back to the Future.
I don't know. I would rather watch Back to the Future Part 3 if I'm honest. Incredibles is a good movie, but
I enjoy it cuz it's like it's not some I mean it's basically a ripoff of another property, but you know. I don't know, man. Yeah, Back to the Future 3.
Jesus.
I always just look at one, and then I don't even look at the other one until I start to read it. But when you said that, I had to look at both. So Schindler's List versus What Women Want. Maybe I should have read that in the other. What Women Want,
what
Schindler's List. If you don't feel like fucking your boyfriend tonight, I highly recommend putting on Schindler's List. I've seen this movie, but it's like, you know, it's so slow. It's one of those two DVD movies.
It's too much. It's a,
and then versus a rom-com with Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt.
But I will say I laughed at that movie when I first saw it.
I mean, for sure this might be the album artwork for this episode. Although that's just kind of two big faces of us. I don't know if you'd tell. Maybe we'll just do two hands and we'll just recreate the Schindler's List. Yeah. What Women Want, where he just like
where he can hear all women's thoughts.
Yeah,
and it does get funny. It was fun and funny, yeah. And it was before I hated every rom com.
And Schindler's List rom-coms, but
it's rough. I get it. The Holocaust sucks balls, bro. But I don't want to watch that shit ever again.
I don't want to wait. Yeah, it's an important film that was made for people that want to watch that important film. I, however, did watch it. And it was important.
I put it down.
And I respect it for what it did. And
I even watched The Passion. So
if I was on an airplane,
I wouldn't watch anything if they were offering Schindler's List or nothing.
If you were on an airplane to Australia, long ass flight,
that's 24 hours,
and you only can choose one of these two movies.
What Women Want?
That's exactly
for sure.
Exactly.
I will watch that shit 20 times.
I will put it on and just mute it, maybe, and then just for a make while, up dialogue. Yeah, I've got a day.
And
I'll fall asleep probably a bunch of times.
Could you imagine watching Schindler's List on a plane on loop?
I mean, that might be the only way to... I mean, it's a longer watch, so you're watching it less.
That doesn't matter.
Like, you're watching it three less times. And you probably sleep a lot, Schindler's List. Because you're like, I don't...
How do you... I can't... I don't want to sleep during... Like, oh, Jesus, this is terrible. I can't watch it again.
It's not like they're... It's not like gory... It's just really sad and depressing.
Really sad and depressing.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
But you can. I can sleep for
whatever,
sad and
gore,
depressing.
I can sleep through gore.
Like I couldn't sleep through like Saw. Like I don't want to hear Saw.
I don't want to hear that shit. What Women Want?
Yeah. What Women Want?
That's terrible.
It's all about the matchups, man. Oh shit! Tropic Thunder versus the Blues Brothers.
The original. 1980. Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm not a big
Blues Brother
guy. We just
watched that shit the other week.
Oh, I think we've put it on a couple times.
And
the last time, probably any white dude could ever be in blackface without uproar. I mean, unless Trump gets president, then maybe that kind
of
can come through.
I've literally heard a lot of my black comic friends, or just black friends in general, really love this movie.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's not...
But it's like, how could you pull that off again?
I don't know.
Because there's... When it came out, Twitter was around. Facebook was around. But social media wasn't like...
But it was such a satire that I think it...
I mean, there wasn't like people didn't realize that they can whine about shit online yet.
Oh, they knew.
Where...
You've been whining online. Oop,
well, I picked it. That's good. I was going to pick it anyway. Whoa. So it matched up Tropic Thunder again. with The Fugitive.
And Tropic Thunder wins again.
Did not kill my wife!
Yeah, Tropic Thunder. Because we're going to go full retard. Catch Me If You Can versus Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Love that movie.
For sure. Dead Poets Society versus Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Shake and bake.
Talladega Nights. 100%. That was like one of the like big budget like comedy.
Yeah.
Like, cause the action scenes and the car, like the car scenes and shit,
they had to,
were good as shit.
Yeah, and they had to have like a bunch of like NASCARs painted up and different shit.
Fucking somebody
they
had
spent
to
spent money on that shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it was all high quality. It was like a big budget comedy movie. Yeah. Fucking crazy. Well, I guess so is Tropic Thunder was a big budget comedy movie too.
Yeah,
for different reasons.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day versus Castaway.
Castaway versus what Keith just said, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 all the way. The best of the Terminators.
Yeah, but that's the best of the Castaways.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terminator 2. This is the only good Terminator movie. Although I haven't seen all the newer ones.
I don't hate some of them, but
it's like I never hear good things. Like, hey, go fuck yourselves. I don't care. It's not a universe that I give a shit about enough to try and stick with it, keep up with it. Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls versus Coming to America.
Coming to America.
So Nature Calls the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coming to America.
Just let your soul glow.
I don't know that one.
Feeling oh so silky smooth.
That's a cool Back to the Future poster.
Yes.
And
it's up against Catch Me If You Can.
That's a
and it's
good
the winner.
Movie. Catch Me If You Can is a good one.
But Back
not
to the
as
Future
good
wins.
As the original Back to the Future. All right. Scream versus Jurassic Park. The original. The only good Jurassic Park. Another only good of this franchise.
I think Scream 1 is the only good of the franchise, too.
Yeah, I don't mind the sequels of like Scream 2 and Scream. They weren't as good as Scream, but I compared to the
I think
the
it should have been a
Jurassic
one-off.
Park.
It should have been a one-off. I think it would stand. I would think it would stand better, but Jurassic Park, 100%. That shit is.
Yeah, for sure. I don't mind they made sequels. I'm way more upset with the Jurassic Park sequels and how dog shit they are. Because I
yeah, but
do
think,
love Jurassic
think about
Park
how
more.
Good that movie is that even how dog shit the sequels were, it still can't
the
take away from
the
original.
The worst Scream movie is better than all of the other Jurassic Park movies. They're just not good. The second one, they're just so not good. Maybe the newest one just because it looks good, but it's like they're just stupid as fuck. It's not worth seeing. It's the only good one. Where Scream, it's like they just continued the thing. By the time they started doing the sequels, it's like what they did with the jump scare thing, everybody was doing. That was like the new horror thing to do the jump scare. But yeah, Jurassic Park all day. I mean, it's like a movie that holds up.
JP?
Jurassic Park. Made like 20 years ago, still holds up.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Talk about, well, I don't know how much Forrest Gump holds up. I think some of those scenes are...
It does. I watched it recently.
But Forrest Gump versus Superbad. You have the flying feather of Forrest Gump versus the McLovin fake ID. Every thin, nerdy dude had a new nickname. It was the beginning in a lot of ways for a lot of those guys. Hey, wake up!
some technical difficulties with dogs that snore. I don't know. This one's tough for me.
Yeah,
Forrest Gump is a great movie, and I've watched it a shit ton of times.
I agree.
I mean,
100%. This came out around the same time as Jurassic Park.
This movie gives me the feels in a lot of weird ways. Yeah. Like, it's such an epic, sprawling, like, goes through so many fucking points of his life. And it doesn't even feel like it's a super long movie because it's.
No.
You're really invested in it.
It's like, it's. Well, because it's, like, sectioned off, it's like, oh, this is the part of the story where we're going to have, like, you know, 30 minutes of him being a runner. This is like, oh, he's going to be in war. So it's like it separates it enough to where, you know, there's always this kind of new story that you're hearing about.
This, and it's about a guy who just falls upward in life.
Yeah, pretty much.
He stumbles upward at every step he takes.
Yeah, just lucks through life and is super sincere about it. He's like
super
nice,
the nicest. Yeah, and Superbad's a great movie, but I don't think I can. I got to go.
It's
Forrest
a tough
Gump.
One, though.
It is super tough. Like yeah. Superbad is,
as far as
one
comedy
of the,
goes,
my favorite comedies. Yep. But it's still not Forrest Gump to
I
me.
I know. Yeah, Forrest Gump. That poster reminds me of Punch Drunk Love, though. Signs versus the
original Ghostbusters.
Best Ghostbusters.
The only... Well...
I like the second one. But this one's the best.
Everyone shits on the second one. I do
like
the
it.
Second one.
I like it. It's not like this is fucking cinematic gold. There are parts that are... You know, that don't hold up.
Wait,
but it's a
pretty low
old,
budget for
that too. It's a comedy.
Yeah,
it's like
it's a comedy.
It's a sci-fi comedy
versus Signs.
Versus Signs, which is a sci-fi, not comedy. It's
a
sci-fi. A
movie that you've
Shyamalan.
Said you like.
I do
but
like.
I have openly said many times yeah. I don't really like this fucking movie.
Yeah, I really.
And I love
it was
Aliens.
Before
that's,
Signs.
That's what bothers me. I love Aliens.
Yeah, it was before Shyamalan kind of. He really started to take a dip after...
I'm into Aliens.
Like, when he did Lady in the Water was kind of really the beginning of the end for him.
He always gets a big star, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't... That's just... He can afford to because studios were like, Sixth Sense. Oh, you could do whatever. Here's money, money, money. And now it's like... Now anytime his name just shows up
now
on
he had
shit,
to do
people
it. His
laugh.
Last movie is a found footage, but it, I
it's
heard
really
it wasn't
good.
That bad.
I like that movie. I really... I did... It, as far as found footage movies go, it sets it up a way to where it's well shot. Because it's like a girl who loves film, and she's like...
Well, he had
setting
good
up
shots. It wasn't... Like, that wasn't
no,
the,
I know.
The problem.
But
the problem
found
was,
footage
like,
films his... don't have good shots. Yeah. Found footage films, it's all about getting it shaky, even though you're using height. They, like, add shake to it just to make it... So it was like, it wasn't filmed like a found footage, even though technically it's found footage film.
Ghostbusters, 10,000%.
Yeah, for sure.
Get out of here with that fucking Shyamalan.
There's something strange on the flick chart thing. Who you gonna call? Kill Bill Volume 1 versus Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels.
Mmm.
I mean, I love Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I enjoy Snatch more.
I agree.
But Kill Bill is going to be better than like anything
Kill Bill, yeah.
that director's done. So
I agree, and I love all of the early Guy Ritchie movies. Yeah. Like I even like Revolver, which not a lot of people have seen.
Yeah, I don't think
Jason
I've seen it.
Statham and Andre 3000 from
Once
Outcast.
Once he married. Or
Madonna.
Start, yeah, then I, and then did
well,
the movie
he,
with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, he did the movie.
Like, I'm done. I don't
I guess
care.
That movie is like universally panned. I never saw it.
I don't... I almost... I, that was when I was buying movies just based on directors. I like didn't buy that one. And I bought everything. And I was like, I can't do it. I heard it's bad. Like, I want to just collect these movies because it's like the director.
Yeah.
But, you know... And I don't mind the Sherlock Holmes movies. They're not horrible, but they're not anywhere good as Lock, Stock, and Snatch. But... Again, Kill Bill, Volume 1.
I really like Rock'n'Rolla still, too.
Yeah. So we're doing Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest versus...
I think that's the second one.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, which is the so it's second versus second.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah. Yeah, not... I didn't mind the Pirates movies, but they just... It just that's
it's all
just
the
became,
same goddamn movie.
It just became... And then that just became how Johnny Depp acts now. Like,
Karima
when he's in a movie, he just... He acts like a variation of a drunk pirate.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. The Ring versus Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Word. The first one. If this was the second Hot Tub Time Machine, I'd go with The Ring.
I didn't even mind the second one.
I didn't mind it, but it's... I mean, why even make another one if you're not... I mean, I didn't really like it. It was not that good.
If you're not going to have Cusack in it...
Yeah, and it was like... I mean, comedy sequels, they tend to fucking, oh shit. 300 versus Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Wow, this is a tough one.
For me, this one's super easy. This one's super easy.
I would go Anchorman, yeah. But 300 is so 300's epic.
Great. Yeah, 300's great. Anchorman is just, it's just one of those special movies that happened in my life where it's like, 300 is amazing and it's going to beat so many things, but I'm not Anchorman.
No.
Anchorman's like, and again, and then the sequel was horrible.
Oh, the sequel to 300 is terrible too.
For sure.
Well, it's like not even a sequel. It's like a parallel.
It's a cash grab. Yeah, like, we need to reference this other movie.
I watched that shit and I was like, what?
And make it look kind of like it. Ocean's 11 versus Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
That's right. That is right, sir. That's the right answer. We have The Wedding Singer voices Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
I know. These are like kind of... You'd think I should bump it up because these are almost too easy. Go. I'm not having a very hard time and I'm agreeing with you on all these too. So it's like...
You're going to do like a top 50?
We want to ramp it up. Yeah, we'll finish off with the top 50.
We'll go five. We'll
see how long. If it gets really hairy, we'll see how. We'll just play it by ear.
But Shaun of the Dead, 1,000%.
I mean, it's one of our.
No, I just went Irish.
I don't know either. Okay, so we're going to go. Wait, top 50. All right. Oh, boy. Well, this one's fucking easy. Starting off our top 50. Star Wars.
The original.
Versus Blade.
The original.
Star Wars. I'm scared. The Deer Hunter versus Borat. Cultural Learning of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. And I do believe it's the best I've read it. Don't want to toot my own horn.
I hate it when you read it.
But I get so excited because I get to try and read it. I mean, for sure, Borat. They're both great movies, yeah. But
Deer Hunter's just a hard watch, too.
Deer Hunter, the best part of Deer Hunter, which is still like, but it's great acting, is the fucking Russian roulette
scene. Yeah, it's epic.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's no fucking censored penis war.
No.
I mean, there's nothing like that. And then it goes to the elevator. Toy Story versus another Disney classic, Beauty and the Beast.
Toy Story. I have a feeling that has ramifications.
I hope so. The Lion King versus Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting. I love Lion King, but Good Will Hunting.
I've only seen Good Will Hunting once.
I've seen that movie so many times.
And it didn't.
It's so like... Because it's like about, he's like, fuck school, I can learn shit on my own. And that's kind of when I saw it, you know, I was just coming out of, it's like towards the end of high school. And I didn't want to keep going to school, wanted to do art. And then fucking podcasting is something that didn't even fucking exist back then. So what are you going to fucking learn for that? Super inspirational movie, though. Good Will Hunting.
Lion King's and pretty inspirational, too.
No, Lion King's just a remake of Hamlet. It's another Hamlet remake. So it's the story is based on it's a really good story, but it's based on Hamlet.
Yeah, but Hamlet didn't have fucking epic songs that people still know to this
for sure.
Day.
Hakuna Matata. I respect that. But you got one of the best performances by Robin Williams. You got the start of the major start for the careers of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
This was before I couldn't stand Baffleck.
And I still... I'm indifferent. I like Affleck, actually.
Yeah, but, I know.
And I like Matt Damon. I like Robin Williams. And I like The Lion King.
Matt Damon! Yeah, Robin Williams is dead, bro. Although, was he in Lion King too? No.
No, he was in Aladdin.
Alan Lang? Lang? Who's the... He was in like
Jeremy
the Birdcage. Yeah.
Was
yeah, but I was thinking of the... I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah, Good Will Hunting. I don't even know what's going to happen if we go to the judges.
We're going
on
to the judges.
All right. We're going to go and see Rotten Tomatoes. All right. The Lion King.
Leon.
All right.
92%.
Ooh, okay. 92% for The Lion King. All right.
That's a decent percentage.
It's not bad. I know it's going to be high.
I think this could be close, though.
What was the
Good Will Hunting.
I just had to see about a girl. All right. Good Will Hunting. So 92% for The Lion King. Good Will Hunting comes in at
97%.
Yes.
Good on Good Will Hunting.
Nominated for Best Picture, lost to The Titanic.
Ugh.
But they won Best Screenplay, Original Screenplay.
Not a bad movie. It was just up against Lion King.
No, I know.
And I only saw it once.
Yeah.
That matters.
Good Will Hunting. Yeah. Well, it struck...
Especially when you've seen The Lion
King.
Listen,
I've probably seen both of them the same amount of times, which is a shitload.
Yeah.
You know, just different stages in my life. But it didn't really inspire me. It's not like... If it did, I'd probably be writing songs or something. Jesus. Beauty and the Beast is trying to... I think Beauty and the Beast is falling in this, what we're doing here. I'm calling it before we even decide. But it seems...
I'm glad this is happening for
I do
Beauty
too.
And the Beast.
I feel good.
Because the Neverending Story versus Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. The Neverending Story all day,
all
son.
Day.
Rockbiter with his fucking...
I like that picture. Without the fucking...
The German?
Yeah. Get rid of that, but... Neverending Story. Oh, shit. Well, this is a full movie versus a half a movie. Good Will Hunting is back versus Full Metal Jacket. Good Will Hunting.
Full Metal Jacket.
Good Will Hunting.
Full Metal Jacket.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But it's only like half of the movie.
I know.
The last half of the movie is not
that good.
It's
still good.
It's not that good. It's slow. It's the main part of that movie, what everybody... It's like nobody fucking remembers any of that shit. It's the first part of the movie.
And that first part
Gomer
is so
Pyle,
fucking
and it's like, that's it. I get it. Versus Robin Williams, I think, won best supporting actor.
Best director, best screenplay, best supporting actor for Full Metal Jacket, too. So, I mean, these are both Oscar-winning movies.
Yeah, I get it. But just Good Will Hunting is a better. I'd way rather watch Good Will Hunting.
Rather watch Full Metal
Good Will
Jacket.
Hunting is inspirational. Full
and
Metal
I
Jacket
don't
is depressing
really like
as fuck.
War movies, but I'd rather watch Full Metal Jacket.
Well, because the good part of it is not a war movie.
It's a boot camp movie.
That's the only good part of it. And then it goes to war, and it's like, oh, it's... It, I mean, they won all that shit because it was talking shit about a war that was going on at the time or just happened. So it's like very on the nerve of that time. But I've seen so many Vietnam movies. But Boot Camp, that's why that stands out. But it's like, you got like Deer Hunter, Platoon, fucking Full Metal Jacket, like every fucking war movie, Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, but
and
Full
they're
Metal
all
Jacket
winning awards.
To me is the best of them.
Yeah, but it's not. But not because of the war part of it. You just like the Boot Camp part of it.
I like all of it. I agree that the second half is slower, but I do like all of it.
Oh, but we didn't even finish the movie when we played it. We literally stopped it after the shooting part because that's all that we didn't even watch the whole movie. Like, oh, that's we just wanted to see that part.
Full Metal Jacket.
Ugh. If this gets higher than Good Will Hunting,
what 97%?
I don't know, man. It's an old movie. I don't know. I mean, it's we'll see. We'll see. So 97 for Good Will Hunting, and then
Full Metal Jacket. There it was.
Full Metal Jacket comes in.
95.
Fuck yeah. Good with 95%.
Fuck.
Good Will Hunting.
I'm tired of Good Will Hunting.
I'd rather see other shit too, but Wow, this is an interesting one. We have E.T. the Extraterrestrial versus Anchorman.
Anchorman.
The Legend of Ronald Burgundy.
I say Anchorman.
Man. I still need to rewatch. I think E.T.'s on Netflix right now. But I haven't rewatched it. I haven't watched it since I was a kid. Man. Ouch. Elliot.
On home.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy, Anchorman. Fucking San Diego reporter, whale's vagina. That's where I was living. Fucking A, Men in Black versus Borat, Cultural Learning of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Eventually, I'll be able to say it without having to read it. I'm getting there.
Men in Black.
No way. No way.
Men in Black.
No way.
Just for rewatchability.
Yeah.
Borat was the one. It was a shock. It was great, but it was shock funny.
No, it's still funny, though.
Once you watch it again, it's not shocking. True. Saw it.
Yeah, but
Men in Black,
Men in
fun.
Black is spectacles.
I like aliens.
Fucking. It's CG shocking. Once you see the CG,
Vincent D'Onofrio played a good character. Yeah.
This is one of the last good characters he played.
I think he's in The Magnificent Seven.
I heard that movie's not very good.
I've heard that it's
a remake of a remake, first off. So, yeah. And I hear it's the worst of the original, like Seven Samurai and then The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah,
I don't really have any desire to see that movie.
Men in Black.
I'll go Men in Black. Better theme song to the movie. One of the last Good Will
Smith. Speed's in our top 50? What the fuck?
Yeah, man. It was like on our top 20 for a while.
Ugh.
Speed versus... Listen, we had a lot of dog shit in our top 20. So
we're
Speed is
starting.
A lot better
we're
than
just
other
starting.
Things. I know. But Speed's not that bad. It's a fun action movie from the 90s.
Sandra Bullock.
But you're going up against Keanu
Reeves.
The Dark Knight. So it's like, yeah, it's
versus
a good
the
one.
Dark Knight. Yeah, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
One Tunry.
Oh, well, I gotta go Full Metal Jacket because it's my favorite war movie. I love that movie so much. I want to fucking come all over the helmet on the poster. Versus Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And I'm not a huge fan of Fear and Loathing, but I'm also only a half a fan. Like, that's like, what was it? Hancock is a half a good movie. And then it turns to dog shit.
Yeah, but the second half isn't a dog
shit
movie.
It's a dog shit movie. It's literally a dog shit. It's the dumbest fucking... It's like this premise out of nowhere, this love story premise out of nowhere, where he's like going to risk his life for this stranger just because it's like, oh, this is so stupid. Versus a story of like a degenerate superhero. I want to see that movie. I don't care about, oh, I'm cleaning myself up, this love story bullshit.
No, I was saying with Full Metal Jacket, the second half wasn't a bad...
Here's the thing. It's 100% forgettable.
It just gets slower.
It's 100% forgettable because I can't remember. I just remember it's him in war, but I can't remember like moments from that at all. It's super forgettable.
I hear you.
You know, and I haven't watched the full thing recently, so I still... It's not like I've gotten a refresher on it. Anyway, The Hangover, the only good Hangover, even though I haven't seen the third one, but I would put money... That the Hangover one is better
yes,
than the
is.
Third one. Versus Borat Cultural Learning for Make Better. God damn it.
No.
Well, I fucked it up. I closed my eyes to try to do it. And Borat versus Hangover.
Hangover.
Almost because Borat is showing up too much. Like, Borat, chill. Bro,
yeah,
chill.
He's up.
Hangover.
Two more.
Right on. And now it's like, oh, yeah? Two
more? We're
going
to skip.
How about Wait For Me, huh?
You wait for me, and then when I come back,
this is interesting if it stays.
Yeah, but wait.
Maybe Hangover versus The Departed? This one's super easy, though.
The Departed.
Yeah, 100%. Departed. Oh, this one's easy.
Once you saw the two,
poster,
yeah.
I saw the poster like, oh no. Okay, good. So Boogie Nights versus Lethal Weapon 2.
Boogie Nights.
Lethal Weapon 2. I'm just joking. Boogie Nights. Let's do one more.
All right. Those were too easy. Yeah, why yeah. Why two easy ones in the middle? Oh, this is bullshit. Well,
this
I don't
one's
like
easy for me. Because it's Star Wars Episode 3 versus Elf. Here's the thing. Tried to do. Oh, I can't do it still. I don't think I haven't seen the whole fucking the third one.
Yeah,
but since
that
we're
sucks.
In the top 50, I can't.
But I would say Star Wars 3.
I would say Elf. Over every single prequel, Elf is just a way better movie because it's not a worse version of
Listen,
movies I like.
As a Star Wars fan, even though the fucking prequels,
I know
sucked,
this is your favorite. I get it,
but I mean, I
could
hate
not
it.
Stay cautious.
But I don't like Elf.
This.
Like it's just
I
not.
It. I know.
I've never liked that movie. My ex-girlfriend loved that movie. I had to watch
okay,
it. Like,
so it's
multiple...
personal shit.
No,
whatever.
It's not even that. It's just like I've watched it a bunch of times, and
but
I don't like
a,
it.
It's a fun holiday kids movie versus a shitty fucking movie by somebody who shouldn't be making movies anymore, casting the worst person to be Darth Vader. That whiny bitch turns into... And then they just keep... They continue the trend for some reason. They like whiny bitches being bad guys.
Oh,
it's
God.
So annoying. So fucking annoying.
I mean,
Hayden Christensen
no,
is
don't get me
horrible.
Wrong. It's a shit movie.
I know.
But as a
Elf
Star Wars
better.
Fan, it still is canon. Like, that shit happened in
I
the
don't
universe
give
I love.
A fuck if it's canon. Just because it's related to... The three
I mean,
good,
related,
four good
it's
movies.
Fucking, it is what
it's the prequel. It's I get it.
It is what it is.
But it's because
but
it is
good parts
because it
one.
Is what it is. I haven't seen them because it is what it, I've seen the end, which is the dumbest fucking end. To, that is the end to like every fucking like
no!
dramatic. No, can you, oh, that's how you. After like flippy through, it was the dumbest fucking. It, I woke up. Oh, this is why I was sleeping through.
That
this
was
is amazing
probably the
battle.
Best lightsaber fight though that had happened in any of them was the one that led up to that.
But it still wasn't good though. If that's the best, then they haven't
well,
done
I mean,
a good.
You've
one.
Watched the original three. I mean,
I like the double
old.
Bladed fucking
oh,
shit
Darth
on the first
Maul?
One. Fuck that. That whole shit was so dog shit. And Christian Haydenson, like being
Hayden
an
Christensen.
Whatever, he's the horrible actor. Horrible actor. Whiny. He's like the whiny guy in every movie. Watch Life of the House. If you want to see his what he drew from, watch Life of a House, which is a decent movie. It's like an independent tearjerker.
Is that like
whatever.
One of his first ones?
Yeah, independent. It's.
I think that's the one that got him this.
Yeah, and the character he is, he's literally an emo, like when emo was still
yeah.
big. Emo, cry. And then that's the movie. Oh, it's this emo, cry guy.
Oh,
and he's got to deal with like life
here. The
second
movie's terrible. The first one's not good. This is the... but
I get it. It's the
I
best
get,
of shitty movies, but it's still a,
I
in
get
that
it.
Group of
I get
shitty
it.
Movies. Elf isn't like... Elf didn't tarnish like a franchise from my childhood.
Three semi-resurrected after
Star
the first
Wars.
Two terribles.
No, the fact that
Four
he sold
Star
it
Wars
to
fans.
Disney resurrected
well,
it.
Way after that.
I know, but that's the thing that resurrected. These things didn't do... They didn't help.
They still made a shit ton of money.
For sure, and like made a lot of people
and
who
little
loved
kids,
good movies
but
angry.
Yeah.
People that defend the trilogy are widely hated.
Yeah.
Widely
I'm
hated.
I'm not defending this shit.
I know. Well, you're defending the one. Against Elf.
Against Elf.
Yeah.
But that's just because I didn't think that was a good movie.
I know.
Go to the judges. Fuck
oh,
it.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll end, on, a weird
judge's
one.
Judge's decision.
I'm sure Elf's probably way up there. But
fucking, I don't know, man. It's not like... I'm sure like... 84
is a great
not
score,
bad,
man.
Not bad.
I don't think episode 3 is probably like fucking 75 or something. Probably have to just say I or something stupid.
Oh, there it was. Episode 3?
Yep.
Oops. 79.
I said 75.
That's pretty high,
yeah,
too.
I mean...
That's way higher than for both of them than I thought they would be. But I'm good with the judges from Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck
Rotten
it.
Tomatoes.
I'm
Elf. I'm just glad because like that shit that was much. Like so high. I think it's gone down anyway, but.
Like, but I don't think anywhere. I don't want Elf on their top 20.
I would way rather have Elf than that movie. All right, so that was it.
But Top Gun.
Top Gun, Top Gun versus Blade. And then I'll scroll away real quick.
Just, I don't want to. I'm not going to look because it's too tempting.
Okay. So that was the Ultimate Movie Championship. If you want to see our main list, our master list.
Let's check out the top 20 real quick.
Yeah.
See if anything's happened.
Trying to go to our. Okay, cool. I got scared for a second there. All right, so we'll go through our top 20 real quick and check it out. Inspiredsword.com/flickchart or the other way around works too. So starting off at number one, still reigning at number one, Office Space, then Inglourious Basterds. Then we got Forrest Gump at number three. That's
making
a solid
a big
number
jump.
Three.
Yeah.
Solid number three. Home Alone, number four. I'm all right with that. It's not
shouldn't be that
great,
high,
but
okay.
Yeah, it's taken better spots than other ones. And number five is Toy Story.
And at number six, Good Will Hunting just made a giant leap up. Number seven, The Kingsman, which I don't know how that got there. The original Star Wars at number eight.
That's good. That's good.
Big at number nine. I like that. Donnie Darko at number 10. Reppin'.
I don't know about
for
that.
For my darkness.
I don't know about that one. That one should be going down. 11, we got Coming to America. Number 12, we got Elf. Number 13, we have Star Wars Episode 3. I'm glad Elf is above Star Wars Episode 3.
I guess.
And this is disappointing. Number 14 is Back to the Future.
Should
coming
be
in
higher.
With a sweet poster, it looks like. It's like he's playing guitar on top of the clock and lightning's hitting.
Which is
it's
awesome.
Crazy. Back to the Future, number 14. Neverending Story, number... At least they're in the top... We're getting a lot more in the top
we
15.
Are.
Neverending Story, number 15.
And then at number 16, Beauty and the Beast, still holding on to the top 20.
It's coming down.
Number 17, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, making an appearance. Number 18... Full Metal Jacket.
It should not be that high.
I love
for
it.
For half a movie.
Kubrick.
I don't think you love it as much as you say you do.
Word. Number 19, Anchorman. The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Hey,
and number
swirl.
20, E.T. The Extra Testicle.
I'm good with that. I'm right. I think we're flushing out the top 20.
It's getting better. It's
yeah.
getting better.
We're getting rid of Star Wars Episode 3 used to be way high. Beauty and the Beast used to be way high.
I mean, Beauty and the Beast was number six for like a decade.
So you can check out our entire list, and you can make your own list over flickchart.com/IDP.